Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And a good Tuesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren Donick and Jason DeMace. Darren McFarland and Derek Mason with you. Willie will join us a little bit later in the show. Predators down in Sunrise, Florida to take on the Panthers tonight at 6 o'clock. Yes, that puck drop at 6 o'clock this evening, heard right here on these airwaves. I'll have pregame for you starting at 5 o'clock. A lot of things to get into on today's show. We're excited about it. Derek, how we doing?
You hear me? Oh, there we go.
Crickets. Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Derek, are you there?
I start. There. I was like, hey, and then turn it up too loud in my ears, man. I ain't that deaf.
Yet.
Yes.
The key word, yet.
My eyesight may be going, but I can hear. I can hear very well. It's because of my small ears. I can hear very well. Things are going well, man. But I tell you, man, my back is killing me. Gosh.
For what?
I don't
need a new mattress.
Maybe I do. I'm gonna say I do because I've had this mattress for a bit now. But it's still a good mattress. But I just think it's too soft. I think I got to go a little bit firmer as I get older. But man, my back, like for the last month. And why do guys do that? Just tell me. Why do we just continue to, if we have pain, we just try to ride it out? You know? I don't understand that. I've had pain in my back off and on for the last, like, month and a half. And my remedy to it is, okay, I rest during the weekend. And then during the weekend, it's fine. And then during the week, it's back to hurting again. I think it has a little bit of working out and my bed, too. So, but I think I'm going to invest me in a new mattress here.
So say, is it, how old is it?
Whew. Let me see. It's at least 4 years old, 5 years old.
Okay. I mean, that's
five
not,
years old. Yeah, it's about 5 years old.
That's not horrible. That's about the midway point of it. But, yeah. You know, I mean, maybe it's just going bad. I don't know what you have.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice, you know, nice little fluffy cloud. Got the little pillow thing on the top.
Yeah.
But I think it's you know, worn out its welcome. So any mattress people, if you're listening, you know, DM me.
You need to go firm. You need to go firm.
I think I do too.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I'm telling you, if you got back problems, take it from me. Go firm.
Man.
You'll thank me later, man.
You know, I was thinking about getting one of those, the ones that you adjust from firm to hard.
Yeah, but with a bad back, man, you don't need soft, you don't need medium, you need firm.
Like sleeping on cardboard? A piece of plywood?
I'm telling you, when you first lay on it, it's going to be culture shock, but then after you do it, it's going to be like best thing you ever did.
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, trying to get used to, you know, drinking diet. Like, I got to stop drinking regular soda. Well, your first time you drink diet, it's like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me with this? And then after, you know, you get used to it. And then it's like you don't ever say another word about it. It just, you know, you just get used to it. It'll be, if you've never had it before, it's going to be, you know, you're going to be like, whoa. Am I laying on the ground? You know, am I in the parking lot? And then after you've had it, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. Then you're going to hate going somewhere that doesn't have a firm mattress because your back's going to, you know, thank you all the time for the firm. And then when you don't go firm, it's going to scream and it's going to punch back. It's going to show you how angry it is. It's going to let you know you suck. I'm putting you on the list.
Well, I'm putting my bed on the list right now. And I know it deserves to be on the list, but that's partly my fault. So I can't be too upset at the mattress because I know it's, you know, a little cushiony. and my back hurt, but I still continue to lay on it. Mm-mm. I thought about sleeping in my son's room because his mattress is firmer, a little bit more firm than mine. But I'm like, man, I don't feel like walking upstairs. Then I got to walk back downstairs in the morning.
Wow, dude.
I don't feel like.
Wow. This is hard to hear, man.
Listen, at the older I get, it's like, man, in a minute, I just want a ranch-style house. Everything on the same floor.
Well, make sure house 18's ranch, okay?
I will try to, believe me, because I hate, and I'm going to repeat this, I hate walking up steps, especially like early in the morning or late at night when you got to go to bed or you're getting up. That's not cool.
Well, if you and Elijah could see me coming up the steps the last 2 days, you would say that I hate walking up steps too.
How did you mess up your knee, man?
Well, trying to show 10-year-olds how to do jump squats. Just stupid.
Got Derrick Rose knees.
That's ridiculous. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, I can't do a freaking jump squat without blowing out my knee. You're like, really?
Wow, Darren, haven't you figured this out, man?
No, that, apparently not. Like, that, going with your theme, apparently yes. Not.
Jess, just because your mind thinks you can do it, and you may feel good before you do it.
Until my knee buckled.
Yeah. When you actually start doing it, it doesn't work out well. Just like, what, two, three years ago, I was feeling good, and mentally I thought I could beat my son in a race. And then when I actually did it.
You're like, bad idea.
It wasn't even close, man. I almost blew out a hammy.
Well, I was going to say, the bad part is, you know, losing, okay, that stinks. But if you had everything intact, you actually won. You know, I was waiting for you to tell me you did blow out a hammy or, you know, you pulled up because all of a sudden, you know, you realize your body was saying, why did you do this? Why are you doing this? Like, dude, you're not playing in the NFL anymore. You're not a pro athlete.
I am not a pro athlete anymore. I'm just a guy that works out. You can take athlete out of it. I'm just the guy that works out.
Derek, I was trying to do that with our 10-year-olds, and look what happened. See, I'm trying to do the right thing, and I can't even pass it. It's just ridiculous.
Man.
Like, it's so embarrassing to even tell the story. So I went to the doctor yesterday after the show, so now I got to go get an MRI, and I'm just bracing for the worst.
Gosh.
I know it's bad.
So you think you tore a meniscus, or you just
– Oh, I'm praying for a meniscus. Are you kidding?
Oh,
at this
man.
Point, I'm, like, getting down every night. Please, Lord, deliver me a meniscus, a bad meniscus. I'll never ask you for anything else, but just give me a bad meniscus.
Oh, man. This will be the second time? No, you messed up
well,
the show.
This is the other. So this is the right knee. I had ACL on this one 15 years ago. So, you know, everything's been cool on this knee for the most part,
mm-hmm.
you know, since all that. But, you know, I know it's not. And he's already been bracing me. Mm-hmm. I've had the same doctor for this whole time. And he did my left knee a couple years ago with the meniscus. But, you know, he's been bracing me. Like, dude, you're going to have to get knee replacement at some
Ooh.
Point. Okay, why are you doing that? See, that's not the reaction I'm looking for. The reaction I need from you is, D-Mac, I have heard people that have had it. Oh, my gosh. They're like, life changer. Oh, my gosh. Changed their life. Not, oh,
I mean, I'm pretty sure it will. I've heard some stories, not bad stories, but I've heard some stories of people
you've heard
getting
bad stories because you
knee
went,
replacement, and you know they're fine. But I mean, I've heard a few. Man, it takes a minute, you know. But
I know.
You know, it all depends who does it, and you know, what's your threshold for pain, and can you push through it to get to the other side?
That's encouraging.
I mean, listen, I'm going to be real with you, Darren. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to fluff it, you know. It's hard work, man.
Like your mattress?
Yeah, it's hard work, man. You got to put in the work, okay? You got to put in the work. Get a knee replacement. You got to get up. You got to walk around. You got to put in the work, man. No bonbons for you, buddy. No cereal for you, buddy.
No, it's going to be like extra pills, Doc. Get me through that. And I'm not saying that's where it's going. That's where I suspect it's
going. That's where it's going, buddy.
Because I think I've torn my ACL again, and he's not going to replace it. He's not going to fix it again. He's going to he's going to tell, because he was already bracing me for that yesterday. Like, it's, dude, you're like at your age, like, and you're going to have to get knee replacement down there. Like, it's, there's no point.
You might as well do it
doing
now.
This again. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm bracing for the worst. Like, I know, I think I know where this is going. Like, when you say meniscus, I'm like, yes, please.
Meniscus,
please,
easy.
Let the MRI come back. Meniscus, please. Please, Jesus. Can you give me a bad meniscus? But I don't suspect that's what it is. I suspect it's going to be worse.
Hey, listen. Maybe they give you a bionic knee, man. I don't know. I mean, what was it? The $6 million man? Is that what that the show? What was his name?
Yeah,
the bionic man.
Of course, Steve Majors.
Yeah, Steve Majors. Yeah, you could be Steve Majors. Give you a bionic knee. But then you would have to get another. You would have to get the other one bionic too, because one bionic knee, you'd just be running in circles.
Well, sometimes I do. Anyway. Lee Majors. I said Steve Majors.
Lee Majors, yeah.
The minute I said Steve, I was like, that's not right. Lee Majors. I haven't said Lee Majors in a long time. So it's been a while since I've said his name. No, Lee Majors. Dude, that show was a long time ago. So, yeah, we'll see. A lot of people are weighing in on the text line about the mattress. I'm just telling you, you need to go get firm. You got to get – let me repeat that. You need to get extra firm. I'm just telling you, man. It'll change your
extra
life.
Extra firm?
Yes. It's going to be awkward, and it's going to be weird at first.
Gosh.
But
I might as well just sleep on the
life.
Floor then, if that's the case.
No, because your body will adjust, and it's going to be like, thank you. Thank you so much. Me and you, we're cool. We're friends.
Well, I need to do. I guess I will do it. I'll wait until the end of March sometime to get a new bed. Well, get a new mattress. Because that's when I move. So I might as well, when I move, I might as well just get a new mattress and, you know, do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's come to that, man. I'm at that age where I need a extra firm mattress, huh?
Yeah, and that's not like, is that bad? I mean, you're viewing this as bad. I don't
think
it's bad.
Yeah, because when I was 20-something and 30,
well,
in my mid-30s and early 40s, I didn't need a firm
bed.
Well,
when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was doing jump squats. Okay, and I didn't have to come hobbling around the next day. Yeah, a lot of things were different in our 20s. My hair was a heck of a lot darker. I mean, do we want to go down that rabbit hole?
You got a point there, yeah. My eyesight was better, too, so there you go.
Your eyesight was better. Your ears were bigger. I don't know. Maybe they weren't bigger.
Nah.
Were they bigger?
No, they really wasn't. But my theory to this is, you know, as you get older, your ears get bigger. Either your head shrinks or your ears get bigger, one or two. I don't know yet, but I think it's your ears. Your ears get bigger. So I figure as I get older, my ears will be normal size, where everybody else's ears will be like satellites. Didn't know that, did you? Elijah's showing me his ears. Yeah, see, y'all gonna have some big ears. Y'all not gonna be able to wear the headphones.
Be able to pick up satellite radio with these things.
Exactly.
Nate on our text line wants to know, D-Mace, if you're sleeping on a mattress sponsored by Michigan, because they have soft mattresses.
Wow.
I was going to say too soon, but not really.
Not really. Nothing's too soon when it comes to Michigan. I mean, we could throw all the wisecracks we need to at Michigan.
The best one I saw on Twitter yesterday.
Scratching people on the face. I mean, come on.
Well,
dude.
The best one I saw on Twitter yesterday, this is not my line. And I saw a buddy of mine texted to me, but I know he stole it off Twitter. I know he did. He's trying to take credit. I was like, dude, that's not your line. I saw that on Twitter. Okay, don't even try. Somebody said, Juwan Howard, if you're going to get that upset over a timeout, then you should be punching Chris Webber.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to come back. Tatum Everett, who used to be on Fox 17 in town, she's been working the sidelines for the Minnesota Vikings. You know, we've been getting into this stadium talk, and we've been bringing up the stadium, U.S. Bank, in Minneapolis, and we're going to just ask her a little bit about this stadium, the glass house we were referring to it yesterday. But we're going to get into all that with Tatum on the other side as you listen to Darren Donick Chase and D-Mace, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life here on this Tuesday morning. Just so you know, Supposed to rain a lot today, so just keep that in mind. Could have a lot of bad weather today. Darren McFarland and Derek Mason with you. Tatum Everett, you remember her work on Fox 17 when she was in town? She's now in Minneapolis working for the Fox affiliate there, and she is doing the sidelines for the Vikings. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about a possible new stadium here in Nashville for the Titans, something they need to do and something that needs to have a roof. And with that being said, Tatum now joins us. Tatum, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Well, we'll be better if we can get, you know, a beautiful stadium that you work in on Sundays.
I know.
Here
you
in
know,
Nashville.
Funny, I heard, I heard your lead in, though, and I just wanted to add in there that coming from Nashville and now being in Minneapolis, it's like snowing sideways, and it's about 7 degrees. So, you know, I would love just a day of, like, you know, 50 and rainy. So, enjoy it, though.
Actually, it's going to be 70, but it's going to rain all day. So, not to rub it in or anything.
Man, you rubbed it in big time.
I did.
There.
I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I mean, I wanted to be accurate. I mean, sorry. Sorry.
I don't look at the Nashville weather anymore. But no, you make a good point. The weather is a big factor when it comes to stadium Super Bowl decisions. And I know that, you know, the Vikings have always wanted to host the Super Bowl, and the minute they built a brand new beautiful U.S. Bank Stadium in 2016, the next year they get a Super Bowl. It's starting to look like that goes hand in hand nowadays.
And they got the Final Four.
You know, honestly, it's a very big multi-purpose facility. There are concerts there. The acoustics are great. I saw George Strait there. He was fantastic. They had motocross there this past weekend. It's a really busy venue, and the ability to host large events and draw large crowds to the economy has been really awesome for this city.
You know, Tatum, the lay of the land here, so this is why we're talking to you about this, because, look, it's just time. It's just time for Nashville to take the next step, and I'm happy to hear the news that, you know, I was against the whole renovation, because the renovation did not include a roof, and that's not where we needed to go. That was wasting money, in my opinion. And it's not a done deal. This is where they're going, but it certainly seems like it's going that direction. So, and I don't know if you have all the particulars on, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, how much more is a retractable roof as opposed to, like, you guys have a dome, right? Is it a glass ceiling? What kind of, give us the lay of the land of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Sure. It's a really interesting structure, and because of it stinks because, like, you know, when it's September, it's beautiful weather. But, you know, when you get into those later months, you don't even want a retractable roof at that point. So it is just a roof that's half glass, half covered with roofing, I guess. I'm really not sure. But so it gives this air that there's a lot of natural light. You still have that outside feel. It's not like the Superdome in New Orleans, where when you get in there, it's very dark. So, and then there's also these huge doors that open up to the front of the stadium, so that when the weather is nice, you kind of get that outdoor feeling as well. And that was something they really thought about when they designed the stadium, was making it feel like you still had some type of, like, natural light, because a lot of the games are at noon. You guys know that. So, I've always thought that, you know, Nissan Stadium, just the experience, and I tell you, from, like, going to Sundays at Nissan to U.S. Bank, like, no shade, but, like, it is an absolutely completely different experience. It's so intense in U.S. Bank, and we just went through a head coaching search, and the comments that our management was getting was that, you know, we've got such an incredible experience inside the stadium that's very difficult for teams to play in. And that's the environment you want to create.
Yeah. And, you know, the other part of this is Nashville is, you know, one of the it cities. I mean, not to sit here and brag, but like I said, I know who I'm talking to. You've been here. You understand that. And sure. if this happens, then we will get a Super Bowl. We will get a Final Four. We will get a World Cup game. We will get, as you said, motocross or Monster Jam or Garth Brooks or Taylor Swift. I mean, you name it. The biggest events going on, and by the way, that's just touching the surface, a national championship game in college football. All those things will happen in Nashville. So it'll pay for itself. You just talked about it. They built this new glass house, this beautiful stadium. They got a Super Bowl and a Final Four. So what has been the reaction there? You said the experience is great inside, but, like, were people against this? Like, what was the feel? What was the vibe? And now what are they saying now that you're years in and everybody, you know, you've had these big events and it's a great atmosphere? So kind of tell us the lay of the land in the market before it and now today.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I don't really 100% know how it was before. I know that when the Metrodome collapsed, it was kind of like one of those, like, we have to do it, which I, you know, after reading up on the Titan situation, it sounds like a lot of the renovations would be for structural reasons, would be to update into these, you know, times. And so I think that was a big point of contention here is that they really didn't have a choice. They had to move forward with a new stadium. And it is an interesting point that you say, because I think one of the best things about Nissan Stadium is its location. You know, being there for the draft and being able to just walk over to the most vibrant spot in the city is really key in hosting events. That's what people look at. They're looking at how far away from you from hotels, how far away from you from parking situations. And so I find it very interesting, and maybe in a very similar situation as Minneapolis, because, you know, the Metrodome was where U.S. Bank Stadium was. Same location. You know, the Vikings had to play in University of Minnesota Stadium for a season. And, like, yes, that's maybe uncomfortable and not really in an NFL environment, and you don't really go through that. But, like, the payoff has been so large on the other side that there's just, I mean, it sells itself, you know? Like, there's always a crowd. It's a full immersive experience. I've never once heard someone say, man, I missed that Metrodome. it is the standard of what stadiums should be. And honestly, like, maybe in 5 years it might not be, because you've got all these new ones coming up and keep popping up. And honestly, like you said, Nashville is such a great city. It's such a good host city, and it needs to have facilities and stadium experiences that reflect that. You don't want it to be the eyesore of the city.
We're talking with Tatum Everett, on-air talent and producer for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Tatum, we were trying to figure out, because even if they do, I think Darren and I and Willie, we believe it's just going to be not a renovation, but it's going to be a new stadium, because the renovation just costs too much money. Why not just spend it on a new stadium? But I think in talking with some people that have sort of the inside scoop on it, it would be more of a campus environment, meaning other things around the stadium. How is it around the Minnesota Stadium? Is it just the stadium, or is it other things within the parking lot area that lends to the experience going to see those games?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, because the U.S. Bank Stadium is very much in the heart of downtown. It would be like if it was Bridgestone Arena. Mm-hmm. But there really, and this is where it gets kind of weird, like, there really isn't one street where, like, all the bars and fun stuff is. There's, like the Lower Broad. That doesn't really exist in Minneapolis. There's really not a lot of, like, restaurants, bars, nightlife kind of stuff around there. You do have to kind of maneuver the city itself. But that's where I think, like, this comes in. Like, a campus right there would be brilliant. Like, I remember seeing those MLB stadium renderings, you know, from a while back, and that was really cool to me. It reminded me a lot of Dallas and what they did out there, because they unfortunately don't have the situation the Titans have, which I think is optimal, but they have to build their own stuff around their campuses, because you are far out of the city. You don't have the appeal of downtown. You kind of have to create your own environment there. But you don't have to necessarily do that in Nashville, because everything is right there. Now, obviously, it brings more businesses and more boom to the economy right there. But it's a very different experience, because, it would be like if the stadium was in the middle of, like, next to the, I don't know, the Omni or something.
Yeah, you're right about that. Quickly, before we get you out of here, now, with it being a dome, a lot of light still comes into the building. I can imagine. I've never been to that stadium. I've been to AT&T Stadium, which is in Dallas, right outside of Dallas. And even though it does have a roof, it's retractable, I believe, it doesn't feel as if you're in a dome. It just feels like an open-air space. Is that what you're saying Minnesota Stadium is like, just like an open-air space, but it does have a roof over it?
Yeah, it's a great comparison to, you know, what the Cowboys have. But I think that's kind of the trend right now. With the ability to have retractable roofs and letting it, you know, sunlight, and you see Allegiant Stadium, you see SoFi, Dallas, like those types of stadiums that have that ability to make it feel like it's not the Superdome. You know, I keep kind of going back to that. Even Mercedes-Benz Stadium, when you're in there, you don't necessarily feel like you're kind of cooped in and you forget what time of day it is. Because there are times you go to a Saints game and it's like, oh, wait, it's noon, but you're inside and you walk outside and it's only 3 o'clock. You're like, what? You know, because you feel like you've been in the night for a while. So, I think that's definitely like, I mean, not that I have it all figured out, but I've always said, and even tell my coworkers here, like, Nashville gets a new stadium, they get the Super Bowl, and not just like a one-time thing like what Minnesota has done. Like, we're not on the docket really right now or in talks to get a new one. But if it's a Nashville situation, like, and after what they did with the draft, I can only imagine that it'd be something that would be repetitive.
Yeah, in other words, in the rotation.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Daytona this weekend?
Oh, no, it was like the first time I haven't gone. Well, I guess I didn't go and it was, you know, no fans or whatnot, but I did not go, but I miss it. It's honestly like getting out of local news was awesome. I've really enjoyed like kind of having more of a normal life. Working for a team is really awesome. You get to see so many things that you've never seen before. And as someone who obviously has never played football or been in a locker room like that, it's really neat to kind of see everyone and see the inner workings. But the one thing I miss is keeping up with NASCAR, because it's just such a media friendly environment and I love the passion and the fans, but I'll just be a fan for now. It's still fun being a fan.
Well, I'm glad things are going well in Minneapolis, Tatum. Good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Nice to hear from you guys. Take care.
All right, that is Tatum Everett. She's doing the Vikings, works for the Vikings up there. Kind of give us a little lay of the land of US Bank Stadium. We'll come back and continue that discussion, because I thought there were a couple of things that were interesting that stood out to me on what she said and what Derek said. We'll do that next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preds in Sunrise, Florida tonight to take on the Panthers. Panthers are really good. Predators trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. 6 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 5. Everything will be heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason with you. Special thanks to Tatum Everett for joining us from Minneapolis, talking about U.S. Bank Stadium. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. So some pretty interesting stuff, by the way, on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It looks like TK from Nashville says, I'm originally from Minnesota. Learn from our 20-year issue/debate over a new stadium. U.S. Bank is perfect and already has hosted a Super Bowl and a Final Four. Minnesota taxpayers lost 20 years of economic boom because of pride. Nashville is primed for an indoor/retractable roof venue. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Just saying.
I mean,
emphatic. And I agree.
I don't doubt. Or even try to debate the economic advantage or the economic tidal wave in a good way it would have on the city. If, you know, when they, it's not an if, Darren, it's when they build a new stadium, because I think we are.
You believe
show,
that?
Yeah, I think this really? Show is in consensus that. we're all on page that, listen, they're going to, because of what they came out with the renovations being $600 million, and they said, oh, we had to go refigure some things, it's going to be $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
They might as well go ahead and just build a new stadium.
Okay, can I ask you something on the air?
Go ahead.
So it's one thing for us to say that. It's mm-hmm. one thing especially for me to say that because I've been beating this drum for years. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing for you to, you know, we had Butch Spearden on last week, and, you know, shortly after our show was when this whole article came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good timing when we had Butch Spearden on last week. So is that your opinion, or you referenced in the interview with Tatum, you've been talking to people. Is this your opinion? Is this private conversations? This is a little bit of both. Can I ask you that?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think just reading the tea leaves, basically, having Butch on, you know, having conversations, it's going to happen.
Good.
Now, the timeline of it, you don't know, but they're not going to just renovate the stadium.
Good.
You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
No, if
you're going to put in $1.2 billion to renovate a stadium, you might as well just tear the whole thing down and build another one for a right around that price.
Derek, it didn't make sense at $600 million. I'm just telling you, it was,
I mean, at $600 million, the way that it was, if you're reading the article, the city was on the hook for all renovations. If I was reading the article right.
No, that's correct.
Yes.
That was part of the team that you were on here.
Exactly. So $600 million, and I don't know this to be true, but the Titans weren't trying to spend no money.
Of course.
At $600 million, they figured we can get everything we needed done, and the city has to pay for it. They've agreed to it. They have to pay for it.
Well,
but
that,
then they went back and said, this thing's going to be $1.2 billion. We might as well knock it down, redo the deal, and have a brand new stadium.
Well, something that jumped out to me is, and look, it's not like I've been going there since day one. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Nissan Stadium over the years, almost 25 years. The notion, you know, that's why, vehement reason that I was saying against is, no, like that's not – Hard Rock is not your model. That's in Miami. We're not Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do it – and I've been to Hard Rock, okay? It's okay. It's nice. It's okay. They spent $600 million on that, $500, $600 million on that years ago. It's okay. Do they still get the big events? Yes, because it's in Miami. So it was the wrong thing to do to come out with, you know, hey, we're fine with Nissan Stadium. Let's just spruce it up. We'll put hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, but that's not changing anything. Like, we got to have big picture in mind. So it was the wrong decision to begin with. And the other thing is, who's kidding who? You just heard Tatum Everett. She worked here.
Mm-hmm.
She spent many times at Nissan Stadium covering the Titans. We've all been to Nissan Stadium. By the way, I saw a couple people over the weekend put out there that Nissan Stadium is the best experience they've ever had in their life. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry you've never been to another stadium. I'm sorry the only game you've ever attended is Nissan Stadium. Like, that is so incredibly laughable. Like, give me a break. Like, I've already said, it was the right stadium at that time. It's like the first house. It's fine. But it's time. We've graduated. We've moved on. Our job. We have a better job. We make more money. You don't stay in your first house. You graduate to the next house. It's time to move on. This city has moved on. It's bigger and it's better. It's time to move on. Like, give me a break. Did you hear Tatum? She's like, comparing Nissan Stadium to U.S. Bank is laughable.
Oh, it's not a comparison. Like, you wouldn't even try to do
like
that.
You wouldn't even. It's like, it's not even. You don't even. There is no comparable.
Yeah.
Because it's so far apart with the experience and what it's like, you know, the amenities and just everything.
Yeah, and that's why I say eventually a stadium will be built. Now, how they build it, meaning whether it be a retractable roof or just one of these monstrosities where you get in it and it really doesn't seem like you're inside of a dome. It's so much natural light coming in, so much space that, you know, it doesn't feel as if you're in a dome. And that's maybe the route they take. Maybe that's the cheaper way at doing it, meaning that they're not, you know, it will still be wonderful.
It'll still be worth it.
Yeah, yes. It'll still be worth every penny they put into it.
Yeah.
But they don't have the dome. They don't have to spend the extra money on the mechanisms for a dome, retractable dome, and all that other stuff.
I think the notion we need to throw out there, because, Derek, we grew up in the same era, and we experienced all these domes. Like, I've been to the Pontiac Silverdome many times, okay? The Superdome in New Orleans, like all these, the old RCA dome, you know, you played in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all been in the old the domes then. Like, let's get out of our mind. Like, nobody's going to build a dome like that anymore. Okay, mm-mm. No. So let's just say that. If it's not going to be retractable, I've already said, if you're asking me what I want, if I'm like a kid and I have a wish list and I have a Christmas list, I'm asking for a retractable roof. That's what I would want my druthers. But if it's $500 million more for a retractable roof, and the best case scenario to get a new stadium with a roof is what we're talking about. Like I said, you're not building an old dome. Mm-hmm. You know, the traditional, it is. As Tatum said, you go in there, it's dark and dingy. First of all, it's hard to get in because when you open the door, it about blows you down the steps, right? it's hard to even get in. It's like being in a hurricane just to get in the front door. Like, those days are gone. Like, nobody's building anything like that. So it's going to be glass or, you know, it's going to be inviting. It's going to be light. It's going to feel different, like Vegas and Minneapolis. Like, they don't have retractable roofs, but it doesn't feel like a dome. I'm okay with that. I'd rather have the retractable roof. But like I said, if they get in there budgetarily and they find out, you know, it's $400 or $500 million more,
which it probably end up being.
And maybe so, Derek. I don't know. But, like, okay. Because the other option B still gets us where we want to be as a city, where we need to be as a market, and that is hosting everything. So I'm okay with option A or B. Wes in Clarksville texts in on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I think if they don't get their new stadium, the Titans will be on the move. He said, I think they will go to a place that will build them one. He said, if they don't get a new stadium, they won't be here. I think they'll go to a place where they'll build them one. Look, it's not going to come to that.
I don't think that's an option for the
it's
Titans.
Not.
I
it's
don't
not.
Think that's an option for the Titans. I don't think it's an option for the city.
I mean, I agree with you, but it's not going to get to that point. We're not going to have that discussion.
I think if it many people may disagree with me, and that's okay. I mean, people disagreed with me before. If they allow the Titans to leave, then what you've known as the It City will be that no more.
Yeah, I agree. Look, we're not going to have – we don't have to – that's not happening. It's not happening.
But it's not, yeah. Titans want to be here.
Not happening.
People want them to be here, so.
Yeah, we're not losing the NFL team over a stadium. It's not happening. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the first hour next. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. Right now, deals on everything from half off Woodhouse Spa, half off dining at the Mainstay and Hard Rock Cafe, half off Brooklyn Bowl, plus $50 free with the purchase of $100 in downtown dollars. Check out Smashville's best deals now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason with you here on this, what's probably going to be a very rainy Tuesday, but warm. And I didn't mean, but I did. She said 50, and I said, yeah, actually it's 70 today, I guess.
You rubbed it in a little bit. You rubbed it in a little bit. Yeah,
she said it was 7 in Minneapolis.
I wouldn't want to be in Minneapolis right now. 7 degrees?
No.
Snowing sideways? Sideways? However you want to say it.
Sideways?
Sideways, yeah.
Sideways and backwards.
Yeah, backwards. Sideways and backwards. I wouldn't want to be a part of that at all.
I don't know. Not me.
I got tired. No. I left that 20-something years ago.
By the way, Sideways is a very underrated movie.
I've never seen it.
2004.
No.
Paul Never Giamatti. Seen.
Yes.
Wow. Maybe I need to go watch it.
Sandra Oh. Virginia Mattson's in
it. Did you say Sandra? Oh, I thought you said Sandra Bullock. I was about to say, I'm going to watch it.
Nope.
Definitely.
Sandra Bullock's not in it.
Dang it.
Sideways, underrated movie. Just saying.
Sideways.
A lot of people trying to help you with the mattress. Phil in Kentucky says, D-Mace, splurge on the Tempur-Pedic, man, immediately. That's for the controls. Look, you can move it up. It's like basically a mattress and a recliner. Now they get to massage you. I mean, they'll do all kinds of things. But may have some sticker shock, just saying.
Yeah, it might
be. It comes at a price.
But it's a long-term investment.
See, there you go. Along with our discussion, that's what you have to look at, the long-term investment. Yeah, long-term investment, isn't it the right decision then?
I've never said it wasn't the right decision.
Not going to get any better. Nissan Stadium's not going to get any better, Derek.
Okay? Just get a new one.
Your back is like Nissan Stadium, right? I'm not saying your back was built on the cheap. I'm just saying your back and Nissan Stadium are not getting any younger, man.
Yeah, you got a point there. No need for a renovation.
No.
Just get a whole new mattress. No need to, put an extra, whatever, or a box spring underneath. No need. Just buy a new one.
Yeah. Look, if you want to have this discussion, we've done all this stuff. So I'm up to speed on mattresses. Mm-hmm. We can talk about, the foam, the gel, the hybrid. We can get a coil, whatever we want to get. I've been studying up on this stuff.
Not the old school coil, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to stay far away. Yeah, I don't even know if they still make them, but stay far away. Okay, that's not
what those cost about $100.
I'm not sure. I think $9.99, not $999, $9.99. I think
The old coil. Oh man, I don't even want to go there.
I think yesterday, President's Day, you could have gotten one for $10. I'm pretty sure because they had some good mattress sales yesterday.
Mm.
But you don't want to go there. That's not going to help you.
Nah, you're right about that.
You know,
just like it's not going to help the Tennessee Titans at renovating the stadium.
No,
they're going to have to completely demolish the stadium. And that is, I guess that to me is the, 1.2 or 3 or 5 billion dollar question. Do they build the new stadium while playing? Or do they just, wait till after the season's done, demolish it, and the Titans play somewhere else?
Okay, you said they wanted to build. So, is this going off the article, or is this
going off
private?
It's going off a little bit of everything.
Okay, so they want to build, which is the new, this is not anything new. This is what everybody's doing, right?
Uh-huh.
You build up around. I mean, this is why the Braves moved. Go to Battery Park, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to SunTrust, Truest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You look around. That's what you couldn't get at Turner, okay? That's exactly why they did it. I mean, that's what everybody's doing. So I'm not surprised by that. Is that area big enough to do all
is
that?
Is it conducive
I don't know.
For that? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even though I have not been to a Braves game, I had lunch in that whole campus.
The Battery Park.
Yeah, the Battery Park. And it is awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
Goodness, it is awesome,
crazy.
Man. So much stuff there. And there's, apartments or condo, whatever, but that overlooks, I believe, the stadium.
Radio stations.
Exactly. So
that overlook the stadium.
Everything is built within that. I don't know how many, square miles it is or acreage it is actually, but they managed to fit it all in there, and it's an experience the minute you walk in, not into the stadium
field.
But it's an experience the minute you walk into that campus.
Yeah,
it's an experience, and that's what they want to see, whether it still be called Nissan Stadium or whatever. That's what they want. That's what they envision, crossing that bridge into a campus-like environment where there's things for people to do. You're not
people
just there.
Are there at 8 o'clock?
Exactly.
In the morning,
absolutely.
Just partying, having fun, eating, drinking. We got our pregame show there for a noon kickoff.
Mm-hmm. And then after the game,
kickoff.
They're still
right.
There.
Thank you. Yeah, there we go. That's exactly right.
I think it's not just a, oh, we're going to build a stadium. It's going to be this grandioso thing. You're going to be able to see it off 24 or, you know, whatever highway that kind of that it allows you to see the stadium from. But no, we want you to be able to not just enjoy the game, but come there. Even for people that are not going to the game, come to the campus, enjoy yourself, have big TVs everywhere, and it feels as if you're in the stadium.
Yeah. Heidi from Dixon says, I don't think the infrastructure of Nashville is capable of growing much more in that kind of way and being able to handle what comes after it efficiently. They can't even handle what is happening already.
She has a point.
There's truth to that.
She has a point.
Maybe a neighboring county can do it. I don't see that happening. But you make good points, but I don't see that happening. Band-aid it for another few years and try to spread the money saving out so it can be done right somewhere nearby. Somewhere near Nashville, if I can read. Jeez. I don't think they want to give up that. I understand that. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's not equipped. It really isn't. I also believe that they're going to probably downsize it a little bit, right? It's not going to be 69,000.
I'd say, although, let's be honest, 50-something.
How many? No, I mean, I think somewhere between 60 and 65 is probably a really good number.
I mean, but that's not really downsizing.
I mean, it's a little bit. Because you're right, the stadium ultimately would be bigger. It will.
Exactly. These new stadiums it'll be are bigger, huge. But the seating capacity, mean they'll have more suites.
Yeah.
They will do what you know, A&T did, AT&T, SoFi,
all of them now.
The and the Giants, where they play, where they have these luxury boxes
everywhere.
Right on the field.
The field.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Field level, not on the field, but field level, where you're looking at guys walk through
right.
In and out of the locker room. So that takes away seating, but it does give you – it's still – you're taking away seating, but you're still getting the money because it's going to cost a lot of money for someone to buy out those luxury boxes.
Yep. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. Don't forget David Poyle at 11:15. Hour number two next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.